理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十三，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1 is a welcoming speech at the 7th Annual NERIC Conference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues. First of all, a warm welcome to all of you to the 7th Annual NERIC Conference.Those of you who were here a year ago may recall the interesting discussions we had and the challenges facing us all. I hope that today's program is exciting. To help set the pace of the day, I would like to briefly update you on some progress made since last year and the interaction between NERIC and our members. The growth of NERIC membership services has continued.Bringing together an increasing number of organizations who benefit from the provision of information and analytical services. Although the growth is evident across all key market sectors, the education sector continues to form the most significant part of the membership base. To date, NERIC serves over 1,000 member organizations, 51% of which are further and higher education institutions.
Passage 2 is about a library summit.
It is my pleasure to welcome you to this library summit. I want to thank Fred Heath and his colleagues for planning what promises to be a timely and thought-provoking forum on the quality of library service on our campus. The general libraries and the entire university community will benefit from this institutional assessment.I know that Fred and his staff are looking forward to today's roundtable discussions. When we think of the heart and soul of any great university, we often think of its library. Libraries hold a special affection for those of us who grew up in the 20th century, loved books, and pursued professional careers in or near academia. The library was always a place of comfort.A clean, well-lit space filled with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. And in summertime Texas, the library has long been a refuge from the blistering heat.